You are listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Your host is Elder Ron, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. Every week he gets drunk and brings you the Drunk Mormon Gospel. His word is the drunken word of God. So sit back, pour yourself a drink and enjoy.
All right, this is Elder Ron, the Drunk Mormon Missionary, reporting from Salt Lake City, where I am doing my show this weekend. I just happen to be in downtown Salt Lake City. Was visiting family and decided to spend some time down here and enjoy the sights and sounds of downtown Salt Lake. So for this Drunk Mormon Missionary podcast, I'm standing on 200 West and 300 South, and we are at an historic site here, which is really important for the Drunk Mormon Missionary podcast here. So you can see, let me see if I can get this in. There we go. This is the first Sunday school held in Salt Lake City area, home of the first Sunday school held in Salt Lake City. And it was actually held here at P.F. Chang's. So after Sunday school, they would get some Chinese down here in Pioneer Day. So being that this is the home of the first Sunday school held in Salt Lake City, this would also be the home of the first board elder sitting in the back row checking the University of Utah football scores on his cell phone right here. Little known fact here. Mormon historic fact. So there we go. P.F. Chang's. This is where they did Sunday school back in the day. All right. Well, this is Elder Rung taking you on a tour of downtown Salt Lake City for the Elder Rung Show. And we will, when I come to another interesting site, we shall be there. All right. This is Elder Rung, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. You know what? I can't really do this podcast and this YouTube channel without trying to get a drink. So I'm at a really wonderful, we're at Red Rock Brewery, which is down the street from the P.F. Chang's that I was just at. And we are trying their honey wheat today. So here we go. Utah beer on the Elder Rung Show, the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. It's a very light, nice beer there, very sweet and tasty. Alright. I will record again, probably from the next brewery. Before we start heading into some of the Mormon histories, I need to at least have three or four of these Utah beers in my gullet and get the Holy Spirit coming on me for this podcast. So take care, and we'll be right back. All right, it's time for another installation of the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Had my first beer on my Salt Lake City walking tour. I'm now on I'm still on 300 South, a little ways off from the Temple Square, so we got to get a couple beers in me before we get down to Temple Square. We're standing in front of the J.G. McDonald Chocolate Company building here. A lot of historic buildings here. Now, one of my favorite historic buildings here in Salt Lake City happens to be the Salt Lake Brewing Company, obviously, for good reason. So we're going to go in here, and we got Squatter's Pub that has, let's go ahead and take a look at their beer list real quick. Here we go. We'll take a look here. We're looking right here. We got the American Wheat Hefeweizen, the Chasing Tail Golden Ale, the Sasquatch Hoppy Pilsner. Not really a hoppy type of guy. I don't really like hops a whole lot. The Full Suspension Pale Ale, Immigration Amber Ale, Captain Bastard's Oatmeal Stout, Off Duty India Pale Ale, and the Hop Rising Double IPA. So, the big question here is what beer should I? We're probably going to try the Off Duty India Pale Ale here at the Salt Lake Brewing Company or Squatters. So, stay tuned, and we'll see how that beer is.
All right, this is Elder Rung again at the Drunk Mormon Missionary. We are going into beer two now on my Salt Lake walking tour. We are in Squatter's Pub Brewery at the Salt Lake Brewing Company on 300 South. So you guys gotta check it out. What we're gonna be drinking today is actually the Captain Bastard's Oatmeal Stout, which is a nitro beer. It's very dark, very foamy, and should do the trick to get me to the proper spirit frame of mind here for the Drunk Bookmore Missionary lessons a little bit later when I get to Temple Square. So here we go. Cheers. If you're in Salt Lake City, you probably know this pub. It's pretty famous. I know of it because I do. So. It's a very delicious beer. Very, very creamy and very tasty there. I'm not being very interesting. I'm not being very funny. Don't worry. The funny, interesting shit will come a little bit later. So, all right. Well, I'm going to drink this beer and talk to you a little bit later when I hit my next stop. So, prost. Okay, well, this is Elder Rung again. You guys all know that. I don't need to be telling you that every time I fucking, like, turn this fucking camera shit on. But I do anyway. All right, standing behind me is the Salt Lake Brewing Company, a.k.a. Squatter's Brew. We just tried one of their nitro... I just tried one of their nitro oatmeal stouts, which is very lovely. And I am feeling the Holy Spirit, I think, right about now. So thank you, Squatter's, for that. Hey, we're also standing in front of, I believe... Oh, yes, right here. We've got the Mormon missionaries inside of the UFO here. These were the first Mormon missionaries to go and preach the Holy Gospel to the inhabitants of the moon, which is a little-known fact in Mormon history that Joseph Smith did believe that there were Quakers on the moon, and those are the missionaries that were sent to the Quakers that were on the moon, right here. Right here in Salt Lake City. It's so nice that they've commemorated that very historic Mormon mission there on the moon. All right. Well, I'm gonna walk around Salt Lake City. If I find something interesting, we'll turn the camera back on and get a fucking interview with me or some shit like that. But here we go. We gotta find me another brewery. And because the spirit's coming on pretty strong here. All right. Talk to you in a bit. All right. Something happened with the last video I did. But I'm standing across the street here from the Capitol Theater, downtown Salt Lake. I don't have anything funny to say about the Capitol Theater. They got the Nutcracker. That's funny. All right, here we go. Let's keep on our walking tour here.
Oh, hell no. Well, you had a race.
All right, nothing interesting right now, so I'll be back. All right, this is Elder Rung again. You already know that. We're going for beer number three on my walking tour downtown Salt Lake. I'm sitting now in a really... I've come to this place a couple times when I used to live in Utah, but it's Murphy's Bar and Grill on Main Street, just a couple steps away from Temple Square. It's a really great, chill bar to come and get a drink on a quiet Saturday night. You guys get pretty busy though on the weekends, don't you? Yeah, and if you want some action on the weekends, definitely come and hit Murphy's. So since I'm too far to walk to Wasatch Brewery Company, I'm gonna kind of finish off my drunken walking tour here with a bottled version of Polygamy Porter from Wasatch Brewery that's actually in Sugar House, so that would take me about 2 hours to walk down there. It's not up to walking for 2 hours. So here's Polygamy Porters at Murphy's. Randy, cheers to Murphy's. Come and support these bars and these wonderful establishments here in Salt Lake City. Get a drink. Listen to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. I guess that's all I gotta say. All right, cheers. May God, may Bob bless you.
One of my favorite tire places is a used tire place, but we have
side. That's good. That's a good beer. All right, here I am, continuing my walking tour of downtown Salt Lake. We're in front of the Beer Hive Pub. On Main Street, another fine drinking establishment here in Salt Lake City. So all you fuckers out there that say Utah is no place cool to go drink, yeah, like sit and spin. There's some really good places out here to fucking get your drink on if you want. I'm kind of feeling the spirit right now already. I'm on 3 beers, which is pretty good. So if you are in Utah and you're drinking, here's the recommendation I have for getting drunk. Don't do the mixed drinks. Like, I keep forgetting about that every time I come to Utah and I go out with my friends and order myself a White Russian, which only tastes like milk. I cannot even taste the fucking vodka and that shit. Get yourself some of the wonderful local, get yourself some of the wonderful local brewery beers here in Utah. Wasatch, if you're in Salt Lake, there's Wasatch, there's Red Rock, and there's the Salt Lake Brewing Company. All these places have just awesome, wonderful High Point beer. Oh, this is kind of cool. Found myself a little hat down there. I'm not wearing it. I'm not that drunk. It's not yours. I definitely don't want it. It's just kind of sitting there. Anyway, you too. Anyway, make sure there's a lot of High Point beer with the local brew prebs. One of my favorite breweries in Ogden, Utah is one called Roosters. Actually was, I think at one point I kind of knew the guy who was the brewmaster there at Roosters. I'm not sure if he's still with them. That was many, many, many years ago. But some great beers at Roosters as well. All right, I'm making my way up Main Street. We're by the new improved Mormon Mall here. And we're gonna head over to the Temple Square. So when I get to Temple Square, we shall bring the camera and take some good video again. So I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. Okay, I'm back. I am standing across, we're gonna start our Temple Square tour now. In the belly of the beast, Elder Wrong, the Drunk Mormon Missionary, at Temple Square. Pretty fucking epic, if you ask me. All right, across the street, we have the Beehive House here in downtown. It's on South Temple and State Street. This is the mansion of Brigham Young and his like billion wives who all lived in this thing over here. There you go. Behind that, you see that spacious, it's this the great and spacious building of the LDS headquarters. The Mormons, so that's where they do their administrative stuff. I am drunk now. So all of you complaining that I need to drink some Polygamy Porter, I drink some Polygamy Porter. Alright, so let's walk across the street over here to the Beehive House. And let's do this. Let's take a look at Brigham Young's mansion over here. Alright, oh. Up above me over here is like some sort of eagle thing. I have no idea what that's called. It's called something. It's got an eagle on it and people drive under it. All right, here we are. This is Brigham Young's mansion, the Beehive House. Named after the beehive because it's the Beehive State. Here we go, look, see? If you don't believe me, the beehive house. Hopefully it comes up the right way. I'm reading it right now. I don't really care to read it. But it is a famous building here in downtown Salt Lake. Let's keep walking around Temple Square. Walking, walking, walking. Oh, the Lion House. Here's something else. It's adjacent. This is called the Lion House, and it's adjacent to the Beehive House. That's all I know about that. I'm not very knowledgeable about anything in Salt Lake City, so. Congratulations, you guys. We got the happy couple here. Are you, today?
Yep. We just got married, yes.
Oh, Salt Lake Temple over there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, congratulations.
Are you from here?
No, I'm from Phoenix.
Okay.
Welcome. So. It's a lot warmer there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's not so bad right now.
I know, we lucked out. We're really happy. Yeah.
All right, well, here we have the happy couple.
We're waiting for our ride.
They just got married in the Salt Lake Temple. We're headed over to Temple Square, so we're gonna do that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Long happy life to you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was fun. That was really cute. All right, let's continue our tour here of Temple Square, downtown Salt Lake. I believe we're now at this is the church administrative building. It looks like a big courthouse for some reason. I don't know what goes on in there. We're gonna walk over to the Joseph Smith Memorial Building right now. Very, very important on our tour of Temple Square. There's that great and spacious building over there. The headquarters of the LDS Church, aka the Mormons. But you all know that. Anyone listening to this podcast does. I hope my sound quality on this is okay, because I was going to do the microphone, and it's just not. It seems a little obtrusive to me. Seems like I'm up to no good, which pretty much I am, right? Yeah. What do we got here? Here we go. We are now standing in front. Check that out. That's the Joseph Smith Memorial Building, if you're interested. We're gonna walk inside, so I'm gonna put this down for a bit. Okay, I'm inside the LDS Memorial Building. I'm gonna have to be a little quiet. We have a choir singing Christmas carols, which is kind of nice. Very pretty. I like it. All right, we're gonna use the swinging door and go outside again. All right. I was gonna go out there. We'll have to go back because there's a really cool, there's the marshmallow Joseph Smith inside there that I wanted to show you guys. But they have the choir going and it sounded very pretty. And if anybody listening to this podcast knows very well about me, is that I'm not disrespectful. I try to be, I'm an asshole, but I'm not a dick. All right. Here we go. We're about to come to Temple Square. I am now standing in front of a monument with Brigham Young up there. You know, good old Briggy, and in honor of Brigham Young and the pioneers, and we got the Native Americans that were the Utes here in Utah, was their name, and you don't see very many Utes, I think, anymore, in Salt Lake anyway, but that's Brigham Young. Hey, Brigham. All right, we're gonna keep walking around. Oh, let's go this way. If I don't lose any, if I'm getting kind of low on my battery on here, because I still want to do like the Drunk Mormon Book of Mormon stories here on Temple Square, just because that would be cool. I could probably plug this thing and get a little bit more charge from my laptop that is in the back. Now, you have to remember, I've been drinking pretty much all afternoon. The High Point shit from the local breweries. So I'm gonna enter Temple Square drunk as fuck. Here we go. We're coming on to Temple Square now. There we go. So right behind me is the Salt Lake City Temple on Temple Square. You look up there, let's see if I can get a close-up. Oh, it won't let me close up on the Angel Moroni out there. Let's walk around. Come with me, let me give you a tour of Temple Square. My listeners, my few and faithful listeners out there to this stupid podcast. It really is stupid. All right. So here I am, the Drunk Mormon Missionary in the belly of the beast, standing in front of the Salt Lake City Temple. It's pretty majestic. It's actually really pretty too. All right. I'm gonna turn this off, and because I'm running out of battery, and I'll come to you and talk to you when I have something interesting to say and to show you. Okay, I am in the Christus statue part of Temple Square. Just a sec. There we go. Look, I got the light. Try to get the light off of me. Little known fact, this statue is entirely made out of marshmallows. Yes, that's right, marshmallows. Alright, let's walk around. See if I can get... There we go. Here's a beautiful... I can't believe I'm here right now. This is, pretty ironic, so... Hey! Alright. So there you have it. You have the Christus statue right behind me, and you have the sun over here doing this beautiful, like, sun ray thing off of me. So, like I said, my phone is starting to die, so I'll get more of this a little bit later. All right, signing out. Hey there. This is Elder Wrong, the very drunk Mormon missionary, and I'm doing my podcast live on Facebook from a jacuzzi tub in downtown Salt Lake City. So I came to Utah this weekend, and I'm not naked. I have like shorts on because of Facebook type of I think it's sensibilities. We'll call it sensibilities. But I'm in downtown Salt Lake City this weekend. I went to go visit my family this weekend for Thanksgiving and ended up in Salt Lake City because I wanted to do some drunk recordings for the podcast around Temple Square, which I got lots of really cool podcast material from Temple Square being very drunk. I also got some podcast material from the different bars and breweries around Salt Lake, which was really cool. But I did get myself a hotel room with a jacuzzi tub. So what the fuck, you know, someone has to do a podcast from a jacuzzi tub. That should be like pretty much the norm. So here I am in my podcast, doing my podcast from the jacuzzi tub
in downtown Salt Lake City. And it's very, very nice. I could just like kind of die and go to heaven here. I normally would be naked in the jacuzzi tub. And that would be fun. But I'm not, because you guys don't want to see that shit. I guarantee it. No one wants to see that shit. I am very, very drunk. I did go bar hopping around State Street tonight in Salt Lake City and hit a few of the bars down there. The Jackalope got me very drunk for very cheap. And if you're ever in Salt Lake, definitely hit up the Jackalope. That's someplace you want to be. But right now, the drink of choice for the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast is going to be the Mexican mudslide that I happily bought next door. Oh, shit. I got to start this all over because I didn't record it on my other thing. No, it's okay. I don't have to record it there because I can record it for Podbean from what I'm doing. There's got to be. Yeah, I know how to do it. That's fine. Bluish. I just put hot water in it, man. It's got bubbles. Watch. I'll show you the bubbles. Here go the bubbles. See? I got bubbles. And I bought myself some lavender. I bought lavender Epsom salt. So it smells very, very nice right now. And it's very, very, and I'm very, very fucking drunk. But it is the Drunken Mormon Missionary Podcast, so I should be fucking drunk as shit. And that's what I'm doing right now, is I'm being very fucking drunken. Very fucking, I can't do the bubbles because it's too loud, but I am very fucking drunk. Oh, I gotta show you, I gotta show you what I finally bought. here we go. Last night, I went to Temple Square and got myself an official Book of Mormon and Doctrine and Covenants for the Drunken Mormon Missionary Podcast. I bought that at Deseret Books for the grand total of $5. So there we go. We have material now to last this podcast for a fucking very long time. You know what would be really cool, though, would be to do this podcast with, like, because I don't have an investigator for this podcast. And it would be really cool to do this, to do a podcast from a jacuzzi tub with an investigator who I can, like, we can, like, interview each other about the bullshit of Mormonism and shit like that. So, anyway. Anyway. I'm really drunk. I need some more drinks, so just a sec. I need to get... Where's my glass? Oh, okay, so I got a lot of recordings today around downtown Salt Lake City. I have pants on. My son just tuned in, and he's oh God. I'm not... Isaac, I'm not naked. Okay, I have shorts on, so you're okay. This is the, except for the language that I use, this should be PG-13. Well, with the language I use, it's PG-13. Why am I scaring you, Aya? I am not naked. You've seen my cock many times at Burning Man, so you should not be afraid. And I am not naked. I am not showing my cock on Facebook. I'm just, I'm in downtown Salt Lake City in a hotel room that happens to have a jacuzzi tub. So how can I not do a Drunken Mormon Missionary Podcast with my Wasatch Polygamy Porter pint glass filled of Mexican mudslide and do... I'm not going to get I won't get anything electric in the tub. I promise that.
I'm being careful with electricity. I'm trying to be anyway. All right. So, my Book of Mormon's all wet. This is bullshit. Let me see. Oh, it's midnight here. And here we go. I'm going to start. We're going to. So, okay. So where did we leave off in our podcast? We left off in First Nephi. And it was a story about Nephi, like, having to go back to Jerusalem to get his brass plate, the brass plates from Laban. And he finds Laban on the drunk. Laban is drunk, and Laban is passed out in the middle of a fucking alley. And fucking Nephi goes and chops the fucker's head off and puts the fucker's clothes on to be able to go get the brass plates, because his dad was like, we need the fucking brass plates, and we don't have them, so you need to go back to Jerusalem and you need to go get them, because God came to me in a dream and said, go get the fucking brass plates. So that's what Nephi did, right? Do you guys remember that? If anybody's been following this fucking podcast, you would know that. If you don't know that and you're listening to this shit right now, you need to go back to the podcast about what happened before the story. Because now we are in... wait, just a sec. I got my Book of Mormon, so I'm like getting to it. Where are we? Oh, we're in chapter 5. Right here. See? Chapter 5 is right there. See? Oh, fuck. That hurt my back. I need to, like, work out a little bit more. I'm not as limber as I used to be when I was younger. Getting old fucking sucks. All right. So we're in chapter 5 of First Nephi of the Book of Mormon. The official one that I bought for $5 at Deseret Books yesterday. Okay. I can't get this into the tub because this is how you're going to learn all this fucking shit about Mormonism is from this fucking book that I have right here. And it's important. It's not the Bible. It's the Book of Mormon. And I also have the Doctrine and Covenants in this one. So when we're done with Book of Mormon stories eventually, I'll get to Doctrine and Covenants in church history. All right. All right, so Nephi fucking cut Laban's head off and went back and got the gold and got the brass plates, as I discussed in my last podcast. Whew. This is hard to do when you're drunk. So in chapter 5 of the Book of Mormon, we cut back to the RV by the Red Sea, all right? And where Lehi, and that's Nephi and Sam and Laban and Lemuel's dad, he's hanging out in the RV by the Red Sea outside of Jerusalem, and they're waiting for their sons to get back with the gold fucking plates, all right? And then Lehi's wife is named Sariah. All right. And so Sariah starts, she's like fucking worried as shit as a fucking good mom. I have to admit, she's a good mom. Because she's worried about her four sons that her fucking crazy ass fucking husband sent back to Jerusalem to go get these gold plates from this psychopath named Laban, who more than likely was going to kill her sons. And she's a little bit fucking worried, you know? I'm not putting the book in the fucking tub, John. I need this for all my... I'm not coming back to Utah for a while. This place fucking sucks. All right. So, Sariah is worried about her fucking sons and starts complaining to Lehi, going, You're a fucking crazy old coot with these fucking visions and dreams and shit like that. And you sent our fucking sons out to go get killed, to go get some fucking brass plates. All right. I hope I don't die here because I have a cord in the tub, but I think it's okay. If I die, will someone please call 911? I'm at the Crystal Inn in downtown Salt Lake in room 119. Just if you see me die on Facebook just because I got electrocuted or some shit like that, just call 911 and say, there's a dead dude in room 119 in Salt Lake City, and he fucking electrocuted himself with a microphone in a jacuzzi tub in Salt Lake. So please take care of me if I die, all right? I'm not planning on it, but just in case, I got people watching me, and you guys can fucking check me out and make sure I don't die, all right? All right. So Soraya is pretty pissed off at her husband, and she complains to Lehi and says, you're a fucking asshole for sending our sons out to Jerusalem to this fucking psychopath Laban to go get these fucking gold plates. Fuck you for doing that, right? And Lehi, like the good husband that he is, goes like, all right, like, chill out. Like, the Lord commanded me to do this, and therefore everything will be kosher. Everything's going to be cool, Soraya. Just fucking take a fucking Xanax. Your sons will be back because, like, God commanded me to send my sons there. All right. So, lo and behold, and it came to pass, and it came to pass, because that's a Book of Mormon phrase, and it came to pass that the sons did return back to the RV near the Red Sea, where Lehi was dwelling in a tent. And everyone had a big fucking party because that was pretty amazing. That was miraculous, right? And they gave thanks to God. It's always a good thing to do, to thank God for all your shit. I'm all about being grateful. Being grateful is a good thing. You should always be grateful. Whatever. All right. Be grateful. Be grateful in your life. So, Nephi, kind of like as a good son, gave his dad Lehi the gold plate, the brass plates, and then what happened? Gave him the brass plates, and Lehi started reading the brass plates to figure out what was in these like motherfucking plates. That was so important. And lo and behold, and it came to pass that in the brass plates was basically the Old Testament. So basically, and we already kind of knew this. I kind of did a spoiler in the last podcast that I did that Nephi, that it was important for them to go get these brass plates because it's basically the Bible for them, and they were like taken off from like all the other Israelites and all the other Jews. So they needed the Bible, I guess, basically. And it can contain the Book of Moses and the creation of the world. So the whole Adam and Eve stuff, which was important. And record of the Jews. Okay, so I'm going to read this. It says, and also a record of the Jews from the beginning, even down the commencement of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judea. And all the prophecies of the holy prophets from the beginning, even down the commencement of the reign of Zedekiah, and also many prophecies which have been spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah. Okay, and it also contained the genealogy of these people. And Lehi found out, because he had the plates, to know that he was a descendant of Joseph, even that Joseph who was the son of Jacob, who was sold into Egypt, and who also preserved by the hand of the Lord, and might all preserve by his father Jacob, and all his household from perishing with famine. So basically, Lehi and his family, they're descendants of Joseph. So Joseph in the Old Testament, anybody who is like cool with the Old Testament and has read that shit, yeah, they had basically the, he found out that that was like his great, 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 great something fucking grandfather. All right. And so Lehi read all this stuff and he was pretty, he got filled with the Spirit and he began to prophesy concerning all his seed. And he prophesied that that these plates of brass would go unto all the nations and kindreds and tongues and the peoples who were of his seed. So he started prophesying that the Bible, basically, like everybody would have the Bible, is basically what he said. So, like, if this was true, if this is true, and not like an early 1800, something or another, like basically, like Lehi prophesied that the Bible would go throughout the whole earth. So anyway, okay, so where are we? That's pretty much it. They kind of were pretty glad that they got the brass plates. So we're going to chapter 6 now, if you're listening. Did I lose you, John, are you still there? John got really bored and effectively just like stopped watching this. So John, it's boring shit, I know, but I'm trying my hardest to get through with this for you, the listeners and the watchers of the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast, so that you understand more about the Mormonism, because it's a thing. Like, we almost had a Mormon president, like, 4 years, like, with Mitt Romney, you guys almost got a Mormon president, but then Obama won, and he reigned for 4 years, and now we have a orange racist potato who's going to be our president, but we almost had a Mormon for president, just for a second, and they may crop up. They may. I can't promise they won't. Like, Mormonism is a thing within the Republican Party. It is. It's true. So I don't say listen to this podcast to really understand Mormonism, because I'm not the one for that. I'm just a fucking drunk asshole with a microphone and a Facebook page and a Podbean account. And I'm trying to get through this shit, but we'll get through this shit. All right, we're in chapter 6 now of First Nephi of the Book of Mormon. All right. Blah blah blah. Chapter 6 is pretty quick, so I'm just gonna like kind of glance over it if you don't mind. Basically, Nephi, he's just telling us that he's gonna write the things of God. As opposed to, I don't know what, but he's going to write the things of God. And he's going to persuade, his purpose is to persuade men, and it says here men, not women, but I'm assuming that means mankind. It's a little sexist, the Book of Mormon, the shit is. But anyway, he's going to persuade people to come unto the God of Abraham and be saved. Chapter 6. That was pretty fast. We're all done with that. All right. We're going to get through chapter 7 now. I'm losing live followers left and right. I'm doing this in my tub, and still I only have 2 people actually. Oh, I lost another one. I have like 1 person actually. Two people. I wonder who the hell is watching this shit. You guys probably need a life and go to bed or some shit like that. So tomorrow is Sunday, and I'm planning to continue Drunk Mormon Missionary or Drunk Book of Mormon Stories, actually, and I'm going to record that from Temple Square if I can get my recording stuff to be enough juice to be able to do that. So that should be pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it. All right. We're in chapter 7 now of Drunk Book of Mormon Stories. So here we go. Where are we? Oh, okay. So they forgot one more thing in Jerusalem, right? They left Jerusalem, went and did the RV camping over by the Red Sea. And Lehi was like, "Okay, I guess send my sons back because we need the Bible." And so Nephi went back to Jerusalem and chopped a dude's head off and got the Bible and brought back to the RV by the Red Sea. So they're all hanging out by the Red Sea in the RV, and Lehi is all, "Oh, we forgot one more important thing there in Jerusalem, and you need to go back, and you need to go get that." Basically, what they forgot was, like, they're out in the wilderness all by themselves, and they forgot that they need to, like, have grandkids, and they need people for, like, Lehi needed family. He needed his sons needed somebody to fuck, basically, right? To give them, so they had posterity, because it was only one family. So basically, what happens is Lehi is like, "All right, my sons, you guys need to go back to Jerusalem, and we need to go get some women for you." So that's what the sons do. They didn't have no problem with that. That was like a fucking no-brainer whatsoever. So they return, the sons, Nephi and Sam, Elam and Lemuel, they go back. And they go to a family called, it's Ishmael. Ishmael and his family, who they recruit to come back to them to the RV by the Red Sea. And so, like, I don't know how they did that, because it doesn't really say. It's all pretty short in the Book of Mormon. It doesn't really talk about how. Oh, it says that the Lord softened the heart of Ishmael to follow Lehi's crazy fucking dream of leaving Jerusalem because it was going to be destroyed and creating and joining Lehi and the family by the Red Sea in the RV. So the Lord can soften Ishmael's heart, according to chapter 5 or verse 5 in chapter 7, but he couldn't, like, soften. Like, Laban should have had his heart softened. He may have kept his head. If the Lord could have softened Laban's heart to get the fucking Bible, like he did with Ishmael, to follow these crazy fucking dreams and shit to go into the Red Sea, that doesn't make any fucking sense to me, but it is what it is. All right, so let's continue. What happens next? Oh, so Ishmael goes to the RV by the Red Sea with his family and his daughters, and the daughters marry the sons of Lehi, and they have a big fucking marriage thing, and everyone's happy because everyone's got wives, and they can have sex and make kids and spirit babies and all for bodies and stuff like that. But while they're camping out there by the RV, what happens is that Lehi and Laman and Lemuel, oh, I'm sorry, not Lehi, Laman and Lemuel and the sons of Ishmael and the sons of Ishmael, I hope Lehi had some daughters for the sons, but they started rebelling. They were like, "This is fucking crazy shit that we're living out here by the Red Sea and these fucking, this RV and these tents and shit." So they fucking rebel against Lehi. And Nephi gets really pissed off at him and says, "Hey, we're out here because God commands us to be out here." And they get mad at Nephi, so they bind him up. They, like, capture him and tie him up in cords, which, again, is a lot better than what Laban got. I got to tell you that. Nephi didn't get his head cut off. He just got tied up. I mean, just like Nephi should have fucking tied up Laban, but he didn't. He cut the fucker's head off, as we know. But at least Laman and Lemuel were like, "Well, just tie this fucker up for a bit and see what's going on." But Nephi, being the man of God that he is, he prayed to God, and he was all like, I'm going to, can you loosen these fucking loosen the shit for me so I can fucking get out of these fucking tied up knots that my brothers tied me up with. And the Lord did that. He like untied those knots for Nephi with miraculous Penn and Teller type of magic shit and got him out of those bonds. Ah, amazing. Just fucking amazing shit right here. Book of Mormon. Right. And he started like telling his brothers like how fucked up they were, that they had hardened hearts and they were just fucked up motherfuckers who didn't want to camp in an RV, who would rather be back in Jerusalem with their fucking Xbox 360 playing some Grand Theft Auto rather than camping out forever with their fucking dad and their mom. And even though they got like their shit, they like the Lord provided everything. Anyway, what happens? I don't know. Oh, I'm messing up my Book of Mormon because I keep like hitting it on there, but that's okay. Let's see, where am I? It's a lot of shit that Nephi said. Nephi like had a lot of shit to say. I don't give a shit what Nephi had to say, so I'm not gonna repeat it. But basically, he softened the hearts of Laman and Lemuel and the sons of Ishmael after he got, like, unbinded by the ropes by praying. And Laman and Lemuel and the sons of Ishmael, they softened their hearts. And they're like, oh, okay, we're sorry. Please forgive us. And Nephi was like, all right, cool. It's all forgiven. Don't worry about it. Just be good. And they offered sacrifice and burnt offerings in gratitude. I think that's about it for chapter 7. What happens next? Yeah, I think that's where we're going to end the podcast for the Drunk Mormon Missionary podcast for tonight. We're in chapter 8 next time, if anybody's listening. Next, we're going to get into, like, the tree of life. Lehi has this fucking vision. This fucker always has visions. So he has another vision about a tree of life. And that's going to be in the next podcast coming up, I think, next. So, anyway. Oh, fuck. Ugh. I am going to toast everybody, all four viewers right now, and anybody who's going to listen to this pretty soon. I have, if you're ever in Salt Lake, you should go try out Wasatch Brewery. My favorite beer in the whole world, of course, is Polygamy Porter. The Nitro Porter, Polygamy Nitro Porter from the Wasatch Brewery Company in Salt Lake City. So, this is my favorite beer. I'm not drinking beer tonight. I'm drinking Mexican mudslides because that's what I have in my hotel room here in my jacuzzi tub. Drunk as fuck. I'm going to try and get another podcast going tomorrow from live from Temple Square. We'll see if we can do that. It's probably going to be off my phone. And we'll continue with the Tree of Life and all that shit. If you haven't, like, subscribed to my podcast on Podbean, please do. It's elderwrong.podbean.com if you're looking for it. Or what you can do, too, is just Google Drunk Mormon Missionary and Google, and it will take you to my podcast where you can listen to previous Drunk Mormon Missionary podcasts, and you can get the whole lowdown on where on. This is like episode 14 that I'm working on right now. The previous podcasts were about drunk Mormon missionary lessons.
that gives you a pretty drunken rundown of what the fuck is Mormon theology, and a very, very 101 drunken, like, I wouldn't trust it. I would listen to it just because it's funny to listen to, but don't take any of my bullshit as actually representing what Mormon, what it is, that this funny, unique, different theology has to offer. If you're really serious about really wanting, you listen to my podcast because it'll give you a really basic, fucked up, outline is good. An outline of Mormon theology in a really fucked up, funny type of way. But if you're really curious about what Mormon theology is and what it's about, you really need to, I always believe, go to the horse's mouth. Don't listen to me. Because I'm just a drunken fucking asshole with a microphone and a computer. That's all I am. And that's all I claim to be. But if you really want, because I want, like, Mormons deserve the benefit of the doubt. And maybe you're listening to this and you're like, well, maybe that's for me. And if it is, that's cool. Just LDS.org and talk to the 19-year-olds that will come to your house, and they'll give you, like, the sincere version of what I'm preaching. But am I sincere? No. I mean, I'm not sincere. I'm just drunk, and I'm a fucking asshole. That's all that there is to it. Anyway, if you have a drink tonight and you're watching this podcast live, raise your glass to the almighty God named Bob. Bob is a cool guy. I like Bob. Bob likes to get drunk, and Bob smokes a lot of pot. So here's to the God of Bob. I got to stop drinking tonight. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening, and thank you for watching. And we'll get this podcast as soon as possible up to Podbean so you can listen to it and enjoy it. If you're listening to this on Podbean and you found it some really messed up way by Googling drunk Mormon missionary for some reason, friend me on Facebook. I'm Elder Wrong, the drunk Mormon missionary, and I am signing out from Facebook Live in my jacuzzi tub in downtown Salt Lake. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and all that type of bullshit. God bless. Bye. How do I turn this off? Oh, I have to hit finish. There we go.